Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Make your plans to join us tonight for the Robert Adair Kindergarten Final, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and a filly named Beautiful. Talk about an exciting nightcap on this Mother's Day Sunday. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets on early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was nearly $200,000 last Sunday night. And we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from all around the country, including the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, May 17th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's always a fun time. The Kindergarten Futurity is tonight at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins in the Del Mar Racing Office at 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and Win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
There they go. Oh, Hera lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Market has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Market Tree. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from Top Jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Root, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. What a special day in a whole lot of people's lives. Mother's Day. Hope you have a great one wherever you may be. And want to let everybody know this hour is brought to you in part, folks, by Naira Betts. Safe, legal, and secure. Naira Betts is your way to bet any track, anywhere, anytime. Naira Betts. Well, so much ground to cover. We've got a lot of people on the show this morning. Before I get to Jonathan Hardoon, I just kind of want to set the table. And my thanks to John Lindo and Bob Ike for mentioning a very prominent guest top of the next hour, Aaron Wellman, on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. We've had Aaron on a couple of times recently, primarily due to the fact he's the primary owner of a pretty good horse. He was the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. And his name is Journalism. Beaten a length and a half, ran a tremendous race. They still have not announced as to whether or not they're going to run in the Middle Jewel of Racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness, next Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse, just outside Baltimore. Entries will be taken tomorrow. And looking forward to getting Aaron's thoughts on the entire situation. I don't know if he's going to make news here or not, but interested to get his thoughts as to why they've waited so long to make an announcement. We're also going to have Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith on in just a few minutes, talk about a lady that he won a lot of races for and really helped get his career started back at Canterbury Downs, summer of 1985. Kathy Walsh left us at age 85 on Thursday. Patrick Valenzuela, word out that he's been relicensed. He's been getting on horses, I know, for Doug O'Neill. Patrick has announced that he intends to start accepting mounts next month here in Southern California. We're going to have Pat on bottom of the hour, hour two. So a lot of ground to cover. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Cheats. Hey, John, good morning, and hope you're able to connect with family today.
I am, Mike. I came down to Long Island to spend the day with my mom. Happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms out there.
Yes, sir.
And, every day is Mother's Day, but today's the day that they decide to stamp it and get Hallmark some extra money, I guess.
Yeah, and John, I can tell you this on a personal note. Boy, when you lose your mom, man, oh, man, oh, man, you even realize even more what all she means to you and did mean to you. So embrace the day. That's my advice to everybody. I know at Hollywood Park, we used to be jammed on Mother's Day. It was a great place for families to come out. I understand the reservations are very strong today at Santa Anita. Now, on another note, John, and I did not intend to go in this direction because I really didn't want to make a big deal out of it because it should not be. Junior Alvarado has been fined $62,000, violation of a HISA rule for 8 strikes with the crop. That's the stick, the whip. In winning the Kentucky Derby on the Billy Mott train Sovereignty, I was just appalled when I saw it. And having been in the barrel as director of publicity, going through all the huge fatalities and the crisis from 2019, a crisis from which we still haven't recovered, it's just amazing to me how you can take a good story and then there's got to be a big negative to it, and we have to have all this continued self-reflection. What set me off just prior to coming on today, John, I got a text from an outstanding trainer. He says, Mike, I just saw on the news the jockey who rode the Derby winner is facing animal cruelty charges with a bunch of exclamation points. See, that's how the general media spins it. They interpret it. Animal cruelty. He says, what the heck? And I cleaned that up quite a bit. John, this is such a huge problem in our game. We have great stories. We've improved so much in terms of our safety record and everything else. We had an absolutely tremendous Kentucky Derby. All-time records for Paramutual handle on the race on the entire day. 147,000 people at Churchill Downs. Muddy, sloppy conditions. The best ratings on NBC since Sunday Silence Easy Goer in 1989, and now this is what people are talking about. I just think it's terrible.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. How stupid could they possibly be to announce this a week after the Derby? I mean, everybody said the game got the biggest plug they could have ever gotten.
Thank you.
It's a safely run race. Not only that, it's the Kentucky Derby, Mike, for God's sake. You think these jockeys are going to be counting whips in a Kentucky Derby? It's a 20-horse field, action all over. They don't want to win any race more important in the world to them than that. It's important to the owners. It's important to everybody. And this is what HISA has to come up with. It's just ridiculous. Not only that, they double the guy's fine because it's a second infraction in 180 days, which is totally ridiculous. And whoever came up with 6 whips, nobody knows. And why should there be 6 whips in a 5-furlong race and 6 whips in a mile and a quarter race? The whole thing is stupid.
Yeah, and it strikes, you know, 6 strikes. But here's my deal. From a public relations standpoint, John, people take a step back and realize how we're perceived in general media. Like I just got this text. It's spun as animal cruelty. Here we go again. It's beyond. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. We can never win this game of this just self-doubt and just it'll never stop. Let's get back to the game. Nobody walked out of any satellite wagering facility in the world, on Derby Day thinking they had seen something untoward. No, they came away thinking, man, that was one heck of a race. One heck of a race. A great Kentucky Derby.
And they have a responsibility to educate the public, Mike. These aren't the old-style whips with the leather bottoms.
No.
These are poppers, and they're Nerf whips. Yeah, believe me, you think it hurts the horse? I don't think it hurts the horse, to be honest with you.
No.
And the public has to be educated. You read the headlines. So people that are just casual fans, well, what did they read? They read that the jockey of the winner is getting suspended and getting fined.
Yeah.
I mean, is that really what they want?
Yeah, it's beyond insane. And here's my deal. It doesn't even come close to approaching what you would call being abusive. But the stewards have no latitude. These things are now codified. We have these ridiculous inclement weather training regulations here in California. It's just like the Al Michaels book title. You can't make this up. You really can't make this up.
Listen, Mike, take the horses back to the barns, examine the horses. If they see any welts or anything on the horse, fine.
That's the way it used to be. Yes, of course.
I mean, you know, if you finish first, second, or third, and you're beating a length or something, they should never, ever count whips. You have to try. You can't get penalized for trying harder. It's just...
Yep. I know, John.
So frustrating, Mike.
Beyond frustrating. And as you know, John, I was in the barrel for so long, lived it.
Yeah.
And then we have some of these folks within our ranks, and it's just trying to overcome some of the stupidity. It gets to be impossible. John, I want to talk before we get any further about not a stakes race. But I thought a super first-time effort yesterday here at Santa Anita from a horse trained by Bob Baffert called Southern Gentleman, and he's given Drayton Van Dyke a shot. I'm so happy for him and, his agent, Ryan Casado. He was the other Baffert in the sixth race yesterday, 6.5 maiden allowance, and this horse was off at 7-2. 6.5 furlongs and hot conditions. I think the high yesterday at Santa Anita was 102. He won by a length and a quarter, 6.5 in 1:14 4/5. I'm going to be interested to see this horse's his speed figures on this race. I just thought it was a hell of an effort, John.
It really was. He kind of beat the gate, Mike. You know, he went 22:44, and he was gone. He was just traveling like a winner every step of the way. And, of course, it's the other Baffert horse, so people are always going to get pissed off about that. But, listen, if you play the game long enough, you know what you have to do in some of these races.
Well, you know, as Kurt Hoover pointed out on FanDuel, the winner never looked like anything but the winner. I mean, from the get-go, and Juan Hernandez doing everything he can do on Baffert's favorite entrant, Sierra Silver, who was off at 4-5.
He could not keep up.
That's all there was to it, you know. Anyway, John, it looks like good weather in New York. I mentioned we enter tomorrow for the Preakness, and, you know, the Derby winner announced, Billy Mott said, I'm not going. I think back to Pimlico, the old days, and, John, I don't think you probably ever met him, but you know the name Chick Lang. He was called Mr. Preakness. This guy was a one-man band when it came to promoting Maryland racing, and I'll just say this. For 27 years, he called the shots at Pimlico. We had him on the show shortly after Bill Hartack's death in 2010, and I remember Chick, he got very emotional talking about Tack. He was such a great writer, and he was a mixed bag of emotions and everything else. But anyway, Chick Lang and his dad rode a Kentucky Derby winner back in 1921, but he promoted the Preakness tirelessly. I think that's missing today there with the Preakness. You don't have the personal touch. I will say this, the good news for Maryland racing, for American racing, the Preakness beginning in 2027 will be under the control and be run by the new Maryland Jockeys Club. So Belinda Stronach, Worst Racing Day, will not be involved with the Preakness beginning in 2027. I think that's great news.
I agree, Mike. Can't come soon enough. The only beef I have with them tomorrow is they're drawing at 7 o'clock at night, East Coast time.
Yeah.
What's the point? You have the whole day off. Draw in the middle of the day because Monday night, it technically becomes Tuesday now. You're not going to have PPs and everything out before Tuesday. You know, at least Churchill did it the right way. They drew in the middle of the day a whole week before.
Exactly.
You know, why they're waiting till 7 o'clock at night? It's just a ridiculous thing. People sitting around all day. Not only that, if you're in the horse business, you have to be at the barn the next day early. So 7 o'clock really becomes 9 o'clock. I just think they blew it, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes Tuesday in terms of the information being disseminated. It does. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hey, John, I got Mike Smith hanging in here. I need a best bet from you somewhere, and then we'll get you back for hour two.
All right. Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Look at the sixth race today. Six furlongs on the outer turf course. By the way, a beautiful day in New York today. I love the number three horse in here, Weekend Rags. This is a five-year-old mare from the Georgia Braille barn. Dylan Davis climbs aboard. The key to this horse is her last three races were five furlongs on the turf at Gulfstream. Six furlongs at Aqueduct, totally different game. Not only that, this horse goes back on Lasix today. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I like number three, Weekend Rags, to win today. Sixth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
And post time for race six at Aqueduct today, 3:38 Eastern. JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Belmont, and Santa Anita selection.
Okay, John, can't wait to get you back on the back end of the show, hour two. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, now we get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, really, truly one of the all-time greats in our game. We don't get to talk that often. Mike Smith, good morning, and thanks for making time for us.
Good morning, Mike. All is well.
Good. I know you're always looking forward. Mike, I can't believe it. I mean, I'm looking at your bio. I mean, you got a heck of a milestone coming up in August, but you're the youngest-looking guy for your age. I mean, you're going to be 6-0. It's unbelievable to me. You're the all-time leader in Breeders' Cup wins with 27, four of those in the Classic. You know, two-time Eclipse Award-winning rider. Was it two or three derbies, Mike? Set the record straight here.
Well, the first record is I'll be 59. But that's okay.
Wait a minute. It says 65. Now, you did that because you were fudging as a bug boy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's the first time, Mike.
It had something to do with it.
That's the first time I've ever heard you acknowledge that publicly. You kind of fudged on your age, so you listed it as 65. You know, when we're young, we're all trying to look older and get the driver's license.
I actually tried to change it several times, but because it was already in the system, it was too much trouble.
It's too much to overcome.
Okay.
Anyway, you're coming up on 59, but Mike, you're fit. I mean, you work out all the time. You look great. I know you're looking for more business. You're trying to find that two-year-old, now newly turned three-year-olds and everything else. Just talk about your typical day these days, Mike.
Right now, I'm out at the track right now. I'm over at George Papa Padromo's barn, waiting to breathe Cabo Spirit, a horse that I've been blessed to have ridden a couple of times. And I've actually won the little stake last time out, and just kind of shaking the bushes a little bit, seeing if something runs out, you know, just trying to find something nice to ride. Or, like you said, these two-year-olds are all coming around, so checking on those, you know, they're the future for next year. So that means I plan on being around another year, buddy.
Yeah. Now, listen, before I forget, I want to ask you about a really good three-year-old you've been riding for Mr. Baffert. You won the Wood Memorial on him in front-running fashion. His name is Rodriguez. He's obviously lightly raced. He couldn't run in the Derby. We had hoped he was going to be entered for the Preakness, but Bob said no. We're not ready for that. Just Bob, or Mike, if you can, how good is Rodriguez? How good do you think he can be come the fall as we look at the Breeders' Cup, maybe the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile or the Classic? How good of a colt is this?
You haven't seen the best of him, Mike. You know, he's by Authentic, you know, and it took Authentic just a little bit longer to kind of, you know, for the light to really come on. And I think we're just not seeing that with Rodriguez. Unfortunately, he's had that foot, but, you know, I just got a text from Bob about 30 minutes ago saying that the foot is doing absolutely great right now. And you know, maybe the Belmont, you know, so we'll see. But listen, I mean, he's got a lot of a talent. He's shown that on his wins whenever he's won. He don't just win. I mean, he throws a number at you. That's very impressive. So the talent's there, you know, and I just think we haven't seen the best of him yet, and hopefully that's to come this summer.
Mike, I want to transition now and ask you about a lady you won quite a few races for, and She was special. Anybody that ever spent any amount of time around Kathy Walsh, you know she had a passion for the game. I mean, it was her life, and she was also one heck of a horse trainer. I believe your first summer at age 19 in 1985 at Canterbury Downs, she was, you know, training under the name Kathy Hutchinson, her married name, and then she reverted back to her maiden name later. But tell us about your experience with Kathy, and she left us at age 85 this past Thursday. She'd been suffering the last few years with dementia and so on.
Yeah.
But talk about the queen, if you can, Mike.
You know, she was a wonderful, wonderful lady. I mean, all you hear is true. You know, as wonderful as she was, you know, she could be tough.
Whoa.
Don't get me wrong, man. She was a tough lady. She was tough to ride for. She loved her horses, and she demanded as close to perfection as possible when you rode one. But that's just because she loved her, you know, she loved the game, she loved her horses, and she put a lot of time and work into them. And she expected the same out of you. And if she wasn't getting it, buddy, she'd let you know it. She would let you know it, but... We were not only was I blessed to have ridden for her, but she was, I consider her a very close friend. I mean,
right.
No matter how, you know, how aggravated we'd get at each other, the next night we were having dinner together and laughing and joking, and I just couldn't get enough of her. I really couldn't.
I mean, she
so
was
sad
a...
that she's gone, but I'm just glad she's not suffering no more. She's at peace, and
yeah,
she's at the best racetrack in the world, and that's in heaven, man.
Mike, she was a pistol. There's no doubt about
it. No doubt
and
about
I know
it.
From
I've
person
never been for a man tougher than her.
Exactly, Mike. I was around her barn. She was stabled next to Leonard Dorfman for a couple of years at Santa Anita, and I'll tell you what. You talk about demanding in the afternoon, in the mornings, she was absolutely. She wanted things done a certain way, and I mean, she was on it. And all I can say is, you know, different things for different people. But in her case, scoreboard. I mean, she won a ton of races. I believe she was leading trainer at Canterbury that first year, wasn't she, in 85?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and she's someone you wanted to ride for. Listen, all she demanded out of you is what she did herself. You know, if you weren't giving the same effort that she was giving, well, she didn't want no part of you.
Wow.
You know, and if you just gave that effort and maybe even 10% more, but let me tell you something, she loved you for life.
Yeah, and she told me, I remember one time she goes, and it wasn't in regard to you, Mike, she says, you know, I don't like that jock's attitude. I don't like the way he comes out to the paddock. She was tough. I think, Mike, I think you rode her last graded stakes winner, but I might be wrong. I think it was a colt by Hennessy named Blazonry. I think you won a grade three on him, maybe at Hollywood Park. Am I right?
Hollywood. Yep, it was at Hollywood Park. Yeah, and that was might have been her last graded stake. Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah,
we were blessed, not only me but several others, to win some great races for her. And she was just she meant a lot to me. She was a great, great person to meet in my life, especially at the young age of 19. Let me tell you, buddy, she set me in the right direction a whole lot of times.
Mike, I think your agent at that time was a guy named Paul Young, and he also had John Lively. Is that right?
Yes, yes, it was, man. He had the great, great John Lively, and Paul Young was just an amazing, amazing guy, amazing agent.
And you got rolling that first summer. I mean, you got it really, that was a heck of a launching pad for you, for your career.
It certainly was, man. Now, that year there in Canterbury, man, that was a big. I mean, if you go back and look at the
good riders,
the trainers that were there, man. I mean, it was a big.
Sandy
big
Holly was there, right?
Yep.
Kenny Black,
Dean Coots, Leroy Moyers, man. There was all kinds of. Ron Hansen was there that year. There was some great riders back then. Gerard Malonson and Ronnie Allen. There was all kinds of guys there.
Hey, Mike. Before we wrap it up, I really want to give a tip of the cap to a couple of people that meant a great deal to Kathy later in her life, and she meant a lot to them, a great deal to them. Zoe Cadman, you know, ex-jockey, and now does such a great job on XBTV at Santa Anita, and Marietta Jelilich, who owned horses along with her late husband, Tiny, dating back to the early 80s. And I mean,
if you saw one, you saw the other, man.
They're
at the end. They took great care of her. And
they did.
Great people. She kind of, you know what, they were so close to her, and they did so much for her, and she did for them. She's very blessed to have had those two people in her life as well, especially there towards the end. They took good care of her.
Mike, enjoy the time. Thank you so, so much. And hope you find something to shake out of the pan there at Papa Padromo's barn this morning.
Oh, man, all it takes is one, man. One good horse to take you around the world, buddy.
You got it. Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith. Thank you, buddy.
Bye, sir. Bye.
All right, we're going to step aside, folks. Coming back strong, John Lindo, Orlando Gutierrez. They've got the Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, the final race tonight at Los Alamitos. Almost 276,000 up for grabs. Don't forget Aaron Wellman of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. Top of the next hour, we're going to talk journalism. Is he running in the Preakness or not? Pat Valenzuela in about 1 hour. He says he's coming back to ride next month. A whole lot of show straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Chemos is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemos Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemosKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemos emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemos Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemos Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemos, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. My thanks to Elise Diaz inside here at the Big A, making things happen this morning. Hey, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Right now we go to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Oh, not much going on in the game. Not a whole lot to talk about. Kind of a boring Mother's Day, John.
Well, you know, you'll fight through it and find something to talk about, I'm sure.
We'll marshal on. We got Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbreds coming on top of the hour. John, I don't know if he's going to make news with us or not, but obviously this is the big story in racing right now. Everybody wondering, is the Kentucky Derby favorite, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby, is he going to go ahead and head to Pimlico and run? If he does, based upon what we're hearing as to prospective entries, I think he might be even money, John.
Oh, he'll be less than that if he runs, Mike. You know, he ran a super race, even though he got beat in the Kentucky
Derby. He really did.
And, yeah, and, you know, he's tactical, and the pace scenario doesn't, whatever happens, it doesn't bother him because he makes his own trip all the time, and it's just a matter of if the connections are, they're going to do right by their horse, which is what they should do, and they're taking their time, which they're allowed to do. But, you know, with entries tomorrow, we'll get a little update today. I'm looking forward to listening to it, and I'm as interested as anybody else because I like the horse. I like to see him run.
I love the horse, and I looked at the Derby time and time again last night. Hard to follow him and everything, but, man, I thought he took the worst of it early on. You know, around the first turn, heading up the backside, he's inside, eating a lot of dirt, and Rispoli did everything. The main thing was he was able to get him out, but the winner then fell in behind him, and he didn't face that kind of adversity early on. I'm not going to take anything away from Sovereignty, but I think journalism had a length and a half of trouble. I do.
Well, you know, he overcame adversity to win the Santa Anita Derby, and you're right, when Martin Garcia kind of drifted out on Citizen Bull after the break, it kind of tightened up those inside horses, and Roberto did what he had to do, and you know, had to use him a little bit to hold a position, and had to drop down to the inside. But he did it. I thought he rode a great race. He got off the fence.
I agree.
He had the horse full of momentum around the turn, and they ran hard to the wire, and they just got beat. So you know, those things happen, and it doesn't take anything away from what I think of that horse. I think he's terrific.
John, unfortunately, we scratched down to four horses in yesterday's feature at Santa Anita, the Siren Lure. Open horses, 6 furlongs on the grass. That one is the fifth. And I'll tell you what, a real racehorse won it. A California bred 7-year-old gelding by the name of Lovesick Blues. And I mean, he was all business again yesterday. So glad to see Giovanni Franco able to stay with this guy. And he was very impressive, I thought. He's just nails. You know, when he's right, he is just one tough customer. And Lovesick Blues, able to win yesterday's Siren Lure as the second choice at 2-1 by a half length yesterday. By a half length. Seven-year-old by Grayson out of the Minister's Wildcat, Queen of the Castle, bred in California by really one of the stalwarts, Nick Alexander, owned by Mia Familia Racing Stables. And with the $60,000 that went to the winner, his earnings now over $500,000, 8 wins, 10 seconds, 8 thirds from 39 starts. Lovesick Blues, the California bred of the week. He got it done in open company yesterday.
These are the kind of horses that we grew up being fans of, Mike. They go out there, you see him getting 39 starts already and gelding, and he's a beautiful horse, big, beautiful gray. And he just, when he doesn't win, he's trying every time anyway.
Yeah.
He's just a, and he'll do dirt to the turf down the hill on the flat. Doesn't matter. You just put him out there and he's going to give you his best. And great to see him at age 7 pick up his very first stakes victory.
What a neat horse. He really is. John, let's talk quickly about the South Point. I want to point out Steve Johnson was all over Sovereignty. You were as well. Boy, you got a great mutual. That's just, he almost paid $18. And Steve says, look, everything's humming up here. And tell people to give me a call, toll free, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. They're at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. Just tell Steve you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. He'll get you that horse player rate.
Well, Mike, they set handle records for a Kentucky Oaks Friday. They set handle records again on Kentucky Derby Day Saturday. And, you know, with the price points, the low prices for the food and beverage, and you have the free seating to watch the Derby and the whole card at Churchill, the place was full. It was a double exhibit hall. They used not one but two of those exhibit hall rooms, put them all together, and, you know, there was seating for 1,000, and every table was in place. So it was a lot of fun. The people enjoyed it. We got a chit-chat with a lot of people that listen to Thoroughbred L.A. So thanks to those who came out, and I think those who did, they're going to come back out again. And we'll do the same type of thing for the Breeders' Cup later this year.
Just a fun place to go. If you play slots, they got a lot going on in the month of May. Get up to the South Point there in Las Vegas. John, what do you want to do for your radio play today?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Churchill Downs, Mike. Churchill Downs, race number 9, a mile and eighth on the grass today. Number 3, Echo Lane, comes off a couple of tough trips, one at Tampa Bay, one at Gulfstream Park. The only start he has at Churchill Downs, and he likes the mile and an eighth, and he's got some tactical speed in a race that came up really light on pace. He gets Lasik back, dropping out of a stakes race at 4-1 on the morning line. A lot of reasons to like number 3, Echo Lane, race number 9, Churchill Downs.
Okay, Echo Lane, number 3 in race 9 at Churchill. Post time for that 4:55 Eastern. And John, looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike here next Saturday, Preakness Day, from 9 to 10, going over the X's and O's, and looking forward to the undercard as well on what should be a big day at Pimlico.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun, and you know, can't wait to see the running of the portals at old Pimlico.
Yeah, and you know, a lot going on in Maryland racing. The new Maryland Jockey Club, they're spending a lot of money on a new Pimlico, so that race is going to have to shift to Laurel down the road a little bit, but then it'll come back to Pimlico. They closed a deal on a training facility. The Rooney family, their iconic farm, and the Rooneys, of course, owners of the Pittsburgh Steelers for so many years. But a lot going on there, and the new Maryland Jockey Club will take over control of the Preakness itself beginning in 2027. So I think that's really good news for everybody.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, Pimlico's obviously needed a facelift for decades, and they're finally going to get it done now. With
$400
million, yeah. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. And at that point, when that's completed, you're going to have Churchill Downs with that major facility and all the uplifts that they've done there. We're going to finish up the redo at Belmont Park. That'll be ready next year. And then you're going to have the next one at Pimlico. So the Triple Crown venues are going to be pretty sweet.
John, thank you so much, and good luck today.
Good luck, Mike.
And happy Mom's Day to Neil. I really mean that. Let's get down Cotello. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up their publicity efforts there at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, good morning. I see Doc Allred's going to kick $10,000 into that $2 pick six tonight. You guys get underway at 5:45 and a nine-race card. And the kindergarten, the Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, goes as the last race tonight. Should be a heck of a night.
It should be a heck of a night, Michael. And last night, we just missed having a carryover. Train B Taka came out of nowhere in the final yards to win the Dillingham Handicap. Beat a nice thing horse, Kid Cocinero. So we'll have the $10,000 promo kicking in. And what a way to finish that pick six sequence with race number nine, the Robert Eder Kindergarten Futurity, one of my favorite races all season here at Los Alamitos, in a really nice group headed by the fastest qualifier, Beyond Repair. He draws post number 10, got the fastest time from the rail, so now moves all the way to the outside post. That'll be pretty interesting for a young horse, not experienced being out there, so far out there. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles it. Plenty of racing room for sure. Beyond Repair looking to make it three wins in a row. My pick is number nine, Wake Up Little Susie for trainer Paul Jones. Also undefeated here at Los Alamitos, and did so in a dogfight in the trials. Rode third and just battled with a horse by the name of El Mero Mero. Ended up winning by a nose. Gets a very top rider here at Los Alamitos, Henry Reynoso Lopez, and trainer Paul Jones. He's won plenty of kindergartens here. Number nine, Wake Up Little Susie, 5-1 on the morning line. And I mentioned trainers that win the kindergarten quite a bit. Jaime Gomez has a horse in this race, number two, Relentless Trick DB. A big long shot, but Jaime Gomez has won a record 8 kindergartens here at Los Alamitos. So a really good field, a lot of nice storylines on the rail, beautiful. Made up a lot of ground after a trouble start. 5-2 on the morning line, number one, beautiful, also looking to make it three wins in a row. So a lot of quality runners here in the kindergarten on Sunday night.
Good to see Jaime Gomez got a horse in here, albeit a long shot. I just got to ask you, Orlando, over the years, have you ever enjoyed dealing with anybody more than Jaime Gomez?
Oh, he is such a fun guy to talk to.
He is.
Always jovial, always. You ask him a few questions, and he'll get you going. He'll talk to you forever.
He gets
and,
it.
Always knows
yeah.
what's going on. You know, he yeah. always knows what's going on in the game of racing, that's for sure.
Just upbeat, a pleasure to deal with, and, man, he's won a lot of big races over the years. Well, we mentioned nine races overall. What is your best bet for radio tonight, Orlando?
I'm going to go to race number three and number five, Rally Cat, 7-2. I'm going to give this horse a chance. He's been running against our top distance horse, To Spite Her. Ran second against To Spite Her a couple of races ago. One thing I really like about this one is the jockey, Francisco Ramirez, who is really turning some heads here at Los Alamitos. Francisco Ramirez piloted Rally Cat to a second-place finisher against To Spite Her. Gets on this runner again. You're going to get 7-2. I think Francisco Ramirez just keeps getting better and better riding here at Los Al. It is going to place Rally Cat in a nice spot. He'll be the one to watch late in this race. 7-2 on the morning line. I'll go with the 5, Rally Cat, in race number 3 at Los Al.
Post time for that, 6:37. And I think the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, that goes at about 9:13 tonight. Catch it live on FanDuel TV. Thank you so much, Orlando. All the best.
Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Thank you. And, folks, a quick word. As we approach, the Preakness and then, of course, the Belmont about a month down the road, think about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Now, Doug, he's been spending some money. Active at the claim box yesterday at Santa Anita, so you keep a close eye on the O'Neill stable. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, they're just off the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill out there in Laverne behind In-N-Out right next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We'll step aside one final time this hour, heading back to New York. We'll talk Aqueduct with Matt DeSantis from Naira Betts. And don't forget Aaron Wellman of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. Top of the next hour, we're going to be addressing journalism. Patrick Valenzuela at about 9:30, talking about yet another comeback. Looking forward to the conversation. Stay with us. Hey, baby, she says,
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Make your plans to join us tonight for the Robert Adair Kindergarten Final, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and a filly named Beautiful. Talk about an exciting nightcap on this Mother's Day Sunday. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was nearly 200,000 last Sunday night. And we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from all around the country, including the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, May 17th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's always a fun time. The Kindergarten Futurity is tonight at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Didn't go for that. It's a natural fact that I want to come back. Show me where it's at, baby.
Welcome back on this Mother's Day. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you might be. And listen, if you're having people over, never a good time to have plumbing issues, but it seems to happen at the most inopportune times. If you've got trouble and you live anywhere near the San Gabriel Valley, I got the outfit for you. Western Rooter, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley, family owned for more than four decades by my good friends Mike Glenn along with Larry and John Batala. Western Rooter, they've got over 400 five-star reviews. That's really all you need to know. Go to westernrooter.com to get the rest of the story. As I often say, 24/7, 7 days a week, year-round, Western Rooter, commercial or residential. They're on time and they're under budget. I know from multiple personal experiences. Give them a call, 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter. The best in the West. Now we go to the best in the East right now, at least under the NYRA umbrella, with NYRA Bets, our good friend Matt DeSantis. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Hope you have a good day with the family today. Special day on the calendar every year. I said earlier, I worked for so many years at Hollywood Park, and it was always a huge day over there. You know, I'm hoping you're able to enjoy it as well, along with the racing there at the Big A. We're calling it Belmont at Aqueduct. I know the good news for starters is you got some great weather on tap.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day, not a cloud in the sky, 76 degrees as the high, and we're fast and firm. So big turnaround from a couple of days ago, yeah. And a great day of racing.
And I'll tell you what, I want to just let everybody know, if you're not looking at the entries there at Aqueduct, you've got the top riders in the nation. I'll just rattle off a few of them, Matt. Flavion Pratt, Irad Ortiz, Junior Alvarado, winner of the Kentucky Derby, Johnny Velasquez, Joel Rosario, Manny Franco, the upstart Dylan Davis. I mean, you got a really deep competitive jockey's room, and you got outstanding racing there at Aqueduct, which, you know, the only reason they're there and not at Belmont because Belmont's under a complete renovation, but some great racing to be had there at the Big A.
Absolutely. Super competitive jockey colony, and every race and every field seems to be absolutely loaded with the top jockeys. So it's always tough to decipher because there's not just one jockey who dominates everything. They all win at about a 20% clip.
Well, that's well and good. Can the punters chop any wood today somewhere on the 9-race card there at Aqueduct?
Well, we're going to try to beat a couple of favorites here in race number 6. This is a 6-furlong, $75,000 optional claimer on the turf. And it goes off at 3:38 Eastern, 12:38 Pacific. I'm going to try to beat a couple of horses that are coming off the bench, and I'm going to try to do it with number 6, Ultimate Ready. You mentioned Junior Alvarado. He's up on the mountain, just won the Kentucky Derby, trained by Bill Mott. Oh, by the way, he just won the Kentucky Derby, too. Ultimate Ready's a horse that won in debut on synthetic, stepped up, immediately won next level out on the turf. And last time out, didn't run particularly well, but also got pinched on the inside, didn't have the best trip. I think you're going to see a much more forward placement for him today, and I think he's going to really like the 6-furlongs, third back in the form cycle now from nearly a year layoff. So Ultimate Ready for me, 8-1 in the morning line. I think you get probably around 5 or 6-1 with some scratches, but he's fresh, whereas a lot of these other horses are coming off from significant layoffs.
Okay, post time for race 6 today at Aqueduct. 3:38 Eastern. You guys get underway at 1:10 Eastern, first of 9. Tell us once again, Matt, I know you've done it before. How do we get signed up for NYRA Bets?
Absolutely. Head over to NYRABets.com. You use the $200 deposit match bonus we have. You can go download the app today. We got promotions across the country, across the world, every single day. Great content for beginners, intermediate, and advanced horse players on the app as well as on our YouTube page.
Great racing, good times on Mother's Day. Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NYRABets.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks so much.
Folks, stay with us. We're going to step aside for a couple of minutes, and we are coming back some kind of strong with Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbreds. We'll be talking about journalism. Entries taken tomorrow for the Preakness this coming Saturday. Is he in? Is he out? When are they going to make a decision? Let's talk about it. Stay with us. I like it.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Make your plans to join us tonight for the Robert Adair Kindergarten Final, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and a filly named Beautiful. Talk about an exciting nightcap on this Mother's Day Sunday. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was nearly $200,000 last Sunday night. And we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from all around the country, including the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, May 17th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's always a fun time. The Kindergarten Futurity is tonight at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Once again, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Great to have you with us. And we're trying to reach out Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbreds, and they are the primary owners of the Santa Anita Derby winner, Journalism, beaten a length and a half as the favorite in the Kentucky Derby. Entries are going to be taken tomorrow for the Preakness Stakes, middle jewel in the Racing Triple Crown. So hoping to get some more information as to his status. We mentioned California Bred of the Week, folks. Lovesick Blues, seven-year-old gelding, winner of yesterday's Siren Lure Stakes in open company at Santa Anita. Can't say any more about supporters of California Racing than Pete and Evelyn Perella. They own Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California, near Sacramento. Folks, they've got an incredibly promising stallion for the California breeder. Go to YouTube and take a look at the 2022 San Felipe Stakes, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Forbidden Kingdom just pretty much ran off the television monitor, and on the strength of that, he was the even money favorite in the Santa Anita Derby. Things didn't work out. He ended up being a multiple grade two winner on both turf and dirt. Incredible pedigree. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call up there at Legacy Ranch. The breeding season runs through June. Give him a call now at 510-928-4980. And Legacy Ranch, just a tremendous facility. Where stands Clubhouse Ride, along with the impeccably bred Straight Fire. But get that information. Do it now on Forbidden Kingdom. Speaking of Pete and Evelyn Perella, they're also involved they've got an ownership stake in the Derby Room out at Fairplex Park, a tremendous brick and mortar facility there on the fairgrounds. You never pay to park or be admitted. They're at the Derby Room. They've got a terrific food and beverage menu, tight, reasonably priced. They've always got enough live tellers on hand, as well as a ton of self-serve machines. They're at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and on to the next guest, and hopefully we'll pick Aaron up down the line. Elise, she's been banging the phone lines here, so trying to reach Aaron Wellman, get some information, an update, if you will, on Journalism and his status vis-a-vis the Preakness Stakes to be run next Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse in New York. I'll go ahead and duck in another word about Data Eel, folks. It's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It is called Data Eel, and the Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave an ocean of data, taking the complexity of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races with the Data Eel. Anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Okay. Right now we're going to go to Andy Harrington up at Santa Anita on behalf of nationalturf.com. Andy, good morning. How you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing, Michael?
Well, kind of on a unicycle here. We're trying to get a couple of people that we thought we had, and we confirmed we had them earlier this morning, but we don't. But anyway, wanted to check in with you. Andy, first things first, I just have to ask you about this first-time starter of Bob Baffert yesterday that was ridden by Drayden Van Dyke in the sixth race, Southern Gentleman. Did you have any intel on this horse? 6.5, first time out in 114-4. He blasted away from there and never looked anything but a winner.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it at all because the horse would not switch its lead. It did not switch its lead in the race. It still won. You know, 6.5 first out is sometimes a daunting prospect, but, you know, as you know, most Baffert horses are fit and then some. It got in front of that group. There was a couple horses that could run. I was mildly, to say the least, surprised. So I did not see that coming. So the lead change, not lead changing, is something that's going to concern me moving forward. Obviously, it's a gaudy time, and the way he did it was very eye-catching. But, you know, like I said, we'll see moving forward what happens for the horse.
Okay, and then kind of at the other end of the spectrum, I don't know if you've watched the last race yesterday at Santa Anita, but if you want to talk about the very definition of a heartbreak defeat, we had two horses going head and head. A friend of mine, ridden by Ricky Gonzalez at 14.5-1, Juan Hernandez on Don't Tell Our Wives. A friend of mine was on the inside and just kept battling back, right on the money. If I had to have made a bet at that time, I would have said I thought maybe the inside horse got it, but it wasn't to be. It was Don't Tell Our Wives with Juan Hernandez for Lenny Powell by a nose. That was just a terribly tough defeat for a friend of mine. Did you happen to see the race?
Yeah, I agree with you. I couldn't tell at the wire who had won. I mean, Don't Tell Wives has always been kind of a morning glory, and maybe getting JJ up and getting into the thick of things throughout the race probably helped the horse a little bit. It's fantastic when you see these kind of low level horses run their eyeballs out in these kind of like, you know, basically match races in the lane.
Yeah. We'll look for radio today, Andy. Where do you want to go on behalf of National Turf?
Sure. Let's go to the eighth race in here. And there's an interesting horse in here, the six horse Momad from the John Sheriff's barn. This horse did something yesterday that I don't see horses do at all. It used to be normal for horses to blow out. John Sheriff blew this horse out in 34 flat yesterday morning in the dark. You know, it's going to try to stretch out. It's a tough field. It's 8-1 in here. But the 34 flat yesterday morning was fantastic. Galloped out well. I ran down to make sure I got the ID right because I didn't really see it at the wire. It was in the dark, as I said. Mm-hmm. And that's old school. It used to be normal around here 15 years ago to blow out horses the day before. Sometimes a short blowout the morning of a race, but you just don't see that the way horses are trained these days. But John is obviously trying to figure something out with this horse. Hopefully it's a life bulb kind of moment for the horse. So we're going to go in the eighth race with the number six reserve, Momad, for the John Sheriff line.
And Andy, we should point out this will be his sixth start, Momad, in race eight. First time long, so I got to believe John wants him on his toes and he'd like him on the lead or thereabouts.
You know, when this horse debuted at Del Mar and won, I think he surprised a lot of people. It surprised me. I thought he was a router, and maybe John thought the horse was a router too because it ran so well. And it's kind of been just kind of running steady, kind of route-like races and sprints. And the stretch out maybe is what this horse wanted to do all along. I'm going to find out at 8-1. And also what's the 34 flat drill that worked was yesterday. It's probably not going to show up in almost most people's racing forms because of the way they are printed up. It might be a show up in some, but many not. It wasn't in my friends. So we will see going forward if that's an important drill or not.
Okay, race eight today, Santa Anita. Annie Harrington says it's number six, Momad. 4:38 Pacific is the assigned post time. And a quick word about National Turf, Andy.
Report of all the horses, including the Momad's 34, that I have seen for every horse in the race, and hopefully give you a little insight, to give grades, to kind of give you a little separation maybe, and a little extra information to take you with a racetrack that's not found in the racing form.
Okay, Andy, thank you so much. Have a great day. All the best.
All right. Take it easy, Mike.
You bet. Hey, Elise, we're going to go ahead and step away early here. Let's do it right now. We'll try and reset and get back to our regular guest roster, see what's going on. Don't forget, we're scheduled to have Patrick Valenzuela at the bottom of the hour. He's relicensed to ride. He's been getting on horses, and he's telling people he intends to accept mounts beginning next month. A lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA on Mother's Day.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita.
Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Make your plans to join us tonight for the Robert Adair Kindergarten Final, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and a filly named Beautiful. Talk about an exciting nightcap on this Mother's Day Sunday. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool was nearly $200,000 last Sunday night. And we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from all around the country, including the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, May 17th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's always a fun time. The Kindergarten Futurity is tonight at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles on Mother's Day. Let's get to the phones and say hello to Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds, and they are the primary owners of Journalism, winner of the Santa Anita Derby, second as the favorite, beat a length and a half in the Kentucky Derby. Everybody wondering what's up as far as the Preakness Stakes, which will be run this Saturday, entries to be taken tomorrow. Aaron Wellman, good morning. Do we have you?
I'm here, Mike. My apologies. I got caught up in some familial obligations and got sidetracked, so sorry for knocking you off kilter there.
Well, those are the hazards of you know, I've been doing this show almost 33 years, but weekend AM radio is the Siberia of the entertainment world, and these are the things we run across occasionally, Aaron. Let's get to it. First of all, your take. I noted the trouble earlier in the show that Journalism had in the Derby. I thought he ran an absolutely tremendous race. The winner had trouble, too, at the break. You know, the chart says he clipped heels. I guess he did. Got shuffled back, but you were down in, eating a ton of mud around the first turn, then heading up the backside. Umberto was able to go ahead and angle out. And from there, you had a good trip. You just got run down late. But your take on the trip and how he's come out of that race.
Yeah, you know, coming past the wire the first time is so critical that things go smooth and you don't exert more energy than necessary going into the first turn. And things got messier than ideal coming out of the gate when Citizen Bull decided to make a right-hand turn coming out of there and really compromised several horses, including Journalism, who got pinched, you know, the first two or three strides. And I thought that Umberto Rispoli made the best of a really bad hand going past the wire. He had to use Journalism to preserve what was already compromised position. And then going into the first turn, obviously, as you said, he was taking a lot of mud in his face, which he got used to in the Santa Anita Derby. But I think we probably exerted a little bit more energy than we wanted to going into the clubhouse turn. Mm-hmm. But up the backside, Umberto did a really nice job of getting this horse into his rhythm, got him into the clear. And from there were no excuses. It was just sort of what happened in that first quarter mile that was a little less than ideal. And from there, it was game on. And Junior Alvarado had a game plan with Bill Mott on Sovereignty, that once they were able to set their sights on Journalism as a target, they were going to lock in. That's what they did.
Yes.
And I thought both horses threw down a tremendous competitive classic performance from the 5/16 pole to the wire. And credit to Sovereignty, Junior Alvarado, and Bill Mott and the Godolphin team. They just got the best of us on the day. But I thought both horses ran extremely good races, as did Baeza, who was a good third, and Final Gambit, who probably took the worst of it coming out of the gate, mm-hmm. to rally to be fourth. So I think everybody walks away from this race thinking we've got a serious crop of three-year-olds on our hands.
I agree 100%. Aaron, our time is unfortunately truncated. First of all, the horse remains at Churchill, I believe, right? Secondly, we enter late tomorrow afternoon, you know, for the Preakness. I know you don't have to make a decision to tomorrow, but do you want to make some news here this morning?
You know, I hate to string along the media and the industry at large, but we're really trying to be as responsible as possible to, first and foremost, the horse. You know, we've got the luxury of having till tomorrow to put him in the entry box if that's what we decide to do. And second of all, you know, we're dealing with an eight-figure valued asset that we've got a lot of people to answer to, including Ashford Stud, who bought his breeding rights prior to the Santa Anita Derby. So we're really just trying to be as pragmatic and prudent as possible. Michael McCarthy made his way back to Kentucky yesterday. He was at Churchill to see the horse train and gate school this morning. Michael was very pleased with what he saw every which way. We're going to go over him with a fine-tooth comb this afternoon, and hopefully once that process is completed, we'll be in position to make an announcement. But he's given us absolutely no reason at this point not to set our sights on Pimlico next Saturday. We just want to really be as smart about this decision as possible, because it's an important one with a horse that really has the ability physically to go on and do great things on the racetrack. And then, of course, we want him to be a breed-shaping animal once he gets into the breeding shed. So there's a lot that goes into this decision, and we're not trying to be disingenuous. We're just trying to be responsible.
Aaron, well stated. I'm going to come away from this kind of I got to believe you guys are leaning on running, which, I mean, it makes the Preakness. If he goes in there, he's going to be even money, maybe odds on, if you do run. If you don't, wow. The stage is already set for a heck of a rematch with Sovereignty. I'm going to agree with you. I do think this is a really solid group, a deep group of three-year-olds, and you're right in the thick of it. Aaron Wellman, hope to get you again real soon. Wish you all the best with journalism and everything going on vis-a-vis Eclipse Thoroughbred. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Happy Mother's Day, everybody out there.
Appreciate it very much. Let's get back to New York and say hello to Tony Alivato on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Tony, good morning. Thanks for jumping in here.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say that AM radio might be the Siberia of media, but your TV show is like, I mean, your radio show is like going to Aspen for me, so.
Whoa. Well, I appreciate that, Tony. I don't want to put you on a lie detector, but that's very, very flattering. Yeah, that's great. I wanted to get you on real quick. We got Pat Valenzuela waiting on deck, Tony. I had people texting me yesterday, hey, we got a two-hour gap here. We can't watch the races from New York. They're not on FanDuel. They're not jumping over to another channel till 3 o'clock, whatever time it was.
Yeah.
Tell us the dynamics involved here, what advice you have to people involved with Naira Betts.
Yeah, very quickly. You know, one of the positives about us having this deal with Fox is that we get to be on a network that is showing mainstream sports. And we benefit from getting people who are watching NASCAR, college basketball, college football to watch horse racing that maybe normally wouldn't watch horse racing. And it's an opportunity for us to grow the sport, especially with sports betting now out there and people more apt to wager than they would have before. But with that, the negative is there's going to be times when we're not going to get on Fox because of other sports. Yesterday being a prime example of that with NASCAR that was being shown. But overall, 85% of our races get on Fox. We were on Fox for 5 hours yesterday, including 4 to 7 on FS1. But if you ever can't find us, just go to the Naira YouTube channel, which most TVs now have an icon for YouTube. Click on the YouTube icon, go to Naira. America's Day at the Races is being streamed on there.
That's a great, great alternative for everybody. Just go to the Naira YouTube channel and America's Day at the Races. And you guys have a great talent roster, Tony. You do a heck of a job with it. I can't wait for the Belmont and the voice of Saratoga, Frank Miramati, to be calling that race. It's going to be fun.
We're really lucky to have Frank on board and appreciate Aiden and his team loaning him out to us. But he is the voice of Saratoga, and he does a great job.
Tony, thank you so much. Clearing things up quite a bit there, and a good alternative in case there's a lapse in coverage there with Fox Sports vis-a-vis Naira Betts and everything. Thanks so much, Tony Alivato.
Mike, thanks for everything you do for the sport, Mike. Appreciate you.
Appreciate that very much. Let's, as advertised, get back to the phones, and we're heading back to Santa Anita Park and going to say to a guy I've known for many, many years now, Patrick Valenzuela. Hey, P-Val, how you doing?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Good. You are the master of publicity. You're badgering those guys on the set at TVG. You got Simon Bray, Todd Shrupp talking about you. You photobombed the Winner's Circle yesterday, the stake, the Siren Lure. I saw you in there. They mentioned you were there. You're all over the place right now.
Well, the main thing is what I'd like to be is on the back of a horse during racing. That's what I'd like to be, Michael, and that's where I'm shooting for. And before I go any further, I want to wish all the mothers out there Happy Mother's Day. Unfortunately, my mom, she's in heaven. But I want to wish all the mothers out there, all my daughters and everybody, all my sisters and everybody that's a mom, have a blessed day. And may God bless you on your special day.
Well, very well stated. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, Patrick. You're re-licensed now to ride. Now, you got an exercise license. You've been doing that. I know you've been getting on horses for Doug O'Neill, George Parabon, anybody else?
I've been getting on a lot of horses for Hector Palma, Anthony Garcia, George Parabon, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Doug O'Neill, George Papadromo, Leonard Powell. I've gotten on Mike McCarthy's horses. I mean, I've been working barn area pretty good and just working hard and put in front of the other and just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And to clarify it, I've not been licensed yet, Michael, but we went in for licensing, and they're going to have a fitness hearing coming up in the next week or two, and then hopefully after that we'll have a license and we'll be riding in June. I told Simon I'd ride in June. Whether it's in California or wherever it's at, I will ride in June.
Okay, but the big news is going to be if you get relicensed. I was led to believe that you had already been. So I know Simon mentioned on FanDuel yesterday, you're really looking fit, Patrick, but there's nothing like riding races. I want you to address some people listening. We got trainers, we've got owners, and so on and so forth. Why now, at age 62, should Pat Valenzuela be riding for any of these people? Why should they give you a shot?
Well, the first reason is because I got a new knee. I have a knee replacement. I should have done this 20 years ago, and it's been bothering me for the last 20 years. I stopped riding in 2016 because a horse stumbled after the wire at the fairgrounds in New Orleans at Tulane University. I had an ACL replaced. Mm-hmm. It was my third ACL replacement. I had a meniscus tear in there before, so I had five surgeries on my right knee. But until I got this knee replacement from Dr. Ball in Encinitas at Scripps Memorial in La Jolla, I felt I didn't think there was any way I could ride another race. But I get on 10 horses a day. I get on 7, get on 8. I feel like a champ. I feel really good. I feel like a bug boy getting ready to ride, really, is what I feel like. I remember the feeling I have now is when, like, the feeling I had when I was 16 years old getting ready to ride. And I'm so excited, and I know that God has a good plan for me, Michael, and I'm just going to do my best to go out there and make the public all the money they can and get the horsemen to get the horses to run to the best of their ability.
Patrick Valenzuela is our guest. He won the 89 Derby in Preakness on the Charlie Whittingham train Sunday Silence. 6 Breeders' Cup wins to his credit.
Seven.
Including with a Rossi in the 1992 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. You mentioned feeling like a bug boy. You beat me to the punch, Patrick. And I hope you take this with tongue in cheek. This is the way I'm offering it. I remember you about 40 years ago in the jock's room at Hollywood Park telling an apprentice jock, I don't want to mention his name, you said, you know what, you're going to be eligible for Social Security before you lose your bug. And now you're eligible, Patrick. You're 62, but you're saying you can do this. And obviously there's something about guys like you. It's a God-given thing. Horses run for you, Patrick.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Michael. I mean, I don't know much about anything, but I sure know horses, and that's probably the best thing I know in life, you know. And it's I know how to get them to perform to the best of their ability, and I think that's a big secret to racing and to riding horses, to get the horse to perform, because the horse is doing all the work. with their pilots. If you let the horse run his race and keep out of his way and just get some strength in him coming down the stretch and get him to finish properly, I think you have a good shot to win the race. I mean, you got there's a lot of things that jockeys have to know. Of course, you have to know your opponents. You have to know your opponent's horses. You have to know their habits. You have to know your opponent's horses' habits. And mainly, you have to know your horse's abilities, the capability that you have underneath you of making a move and when to make a move, how long you can withstand that move, and you have to know the pace of the race. I mean, I see so many guys out there that don't know the pace, and I don't want to mention any names, you know, but there are a lot of great riders here, but there's some that just don't know the pace of the race, and you got to know the pace of the race, whether to use your horse a little bit to press them or if you need to take advantage of it. So, you know, as a journeyman speaking, I just want to go out there and do the best I can and end my career the right way. And hopefully the people from the Hall of Fame will open their eyes a little bit. And that's why I'm really doing this, to get back to the Hall, to maybe get in that Hall of Fame. And of course, to win races, you know, to get out there and get these horses to perform to the best of their ability.
You've got the credentials. It's right in front of you. Good luck with the licensing hearing, Patrick. We will stay in touch. Thank you so much. And good luck. Stay sound.
God bless you, Michael, and have a great day.
Thank you. P-Val with us. Now we get up to Las Vegas, Nevada. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, that's a pretty good lead-in, huh?
It is. Good morning, Mike, and happy Mother's Day to my mom and to Faith, two incredible moms. And, you know, I was just thinking about Patrick Valenzuela when you brought him on. Mike, do you remember when he came out as an apprentice? I want to say it was like 1978.
It was.
I have never seen a rider turn horses around like that to this day.
An absolutely dynamic force, shook things up.
Oh,
he was not very popular in the room. No, I mean it. You know, and then he had his personal problems. You look at the numbers; it's staggering. The stakes. He's been leading rider about everywhere, but he had a hard time keeping it going because, you know, he would succumb to the temptations of life, I guess is what you could say. But it was to his personal detriment more than anybody else.
He was a natural.
Stone.
You see riders that try to, you know, make horses show early speed, and you could see how active they are on a horse. Valenzuela didn't do that much at the start, yet they just ran for him. He had incredible balance at the starting gate like no one I have ever seen to this day.
Yeah.
And when he was an apprentice, Mike, he turned horses around that were stalkers or plotters, put them on the lead.
I know.
He got beat at the wire in a lot of races, but he was a difference maker that season when he was an apprentice, and he turned out to be one of the best natural riders I think I've ever seen.
Well stated, and I just told him yesterday, he says, hey, can we talk about the Hall of Fame? I said, listen, if you come back and he's able to toe the mark and they're going to put some guardrails up if he gets relicensed, if he's able to do that for a period of time, it will greatly enhance his chances, putting a good taste in the mouth of the voters. The body of his work, I just say this, take a look at the Hall of Fame. How many guys can you honestly say were better at their peak than Patrick at his peak? I don't know.
No, for sure. For sure, his personal demons is really what's going to, if anything, it's probably going to keep him out. Hopefully not, but, you know, I wish him the best of luck health-wise. At 62 years old, ouch, that's kind of late in the day to make a comeback, but wishing the best for him.
Hey, Bruce, the clock is not my friend right now. Where do you want to go for your first selection?
Go to Churchill Downs, Mike, and a horse that used to run. We'll go to the seventh race of Churchill, Maidens on the Grass. The Six Sully is a horse that used to run in Southern California. In fact, he made his first five starts in SoCal sprinting on the dirt. He went to Churchill Downs, and they tried him two turns on the grass, and he ran by far the best race of his life. He was a stubborn second behind the 3-5 shot, ran a super race. Off of that race, he bobbled at the start at Turfway on the synthetic. He was very wide the first part. He ran okay, but he's back on grass today. He's got another aggressive rider in Luis Saez. His turf race at Churchill makes him very dangerous here. So in race 7 at Churchill, we'll go with the number 6 horse, Sully, listed at 7-2.
Okay, and then come on out to Santa Anita to finish it off for radio.
8th race. I think we know in the 8th race what the intentions, I think, of the two self-sufficient are. The reason I say that, take a look at his work tab. You don't see this very often, Mike. He worked 2 furlongs 2 days ago. On top of that, he's putting the blinkers on, and he showed improved speed. He basically match raced with the winner. They separated from the field. He was third best, but he ran much better second race off a lengthy layoff with the blinks on and that short work and an inside draw. I think you know where they're going. I think this horse is going to be tough to catch here. Should be set for his best. Eighth race, the 2, self-sufficient at 9-2. On the morning line.
Bet on Bruce along with Michael McCarthy. And listen, a nice win on air yesterday with John and Bob. Jody's Pride at Aqueduct paid $1,760. So we'll try and keep it going right now. We enter for the Preakness tomorrow. What's up at betonbruce.com?
Well, we have today just 2 tracks, just Santa Anita and the late races from Churchill Downs with audio. Also, best bets at Santa Anita. And as usual, for the Preakness full card, will be available Friday evening, no later than 6 p.m.
Okay, great job. Thanks so much, and happy Mom's Day to your family.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You bet. We'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky. You can catch his graded handicap and all the SoCal News Group papers, along with the complete results charts and Bob's own morning line and comment with all of the entries each racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Did you hear Patrick?
Yes, I did.
he has a knack of making you laugh, and we hope for the best. I'm hoping he gets relicensed, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I just felt like I was back in the 1980s listening to P-Val on the radio, so, you know.
All right, Bob, we got a 9-race card at Santa Anita on this Mother's Day. First post, 1 o'clock, and the good news is it's not going to be as hot as yesterday. Man, it was triple digits up in the San Gabriel Valley, but it's supposed to start cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, they said by Tuesday it might be down into the 60s or 70s. So
I'll take
it. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go to the 5th race. I like the horse that just broke its maiden on number 4. I love the way this horse won last time. Hector Berrios got aboard. He just flew home late. I think he can win right back. There's speed drawn inside of him, so I like Anon right back in race 5.
Okay, race 5, number 4, Anon. Hector Berrios, Alexis Barbara. Bob, thank you so much. All the best. Looking forward to catching you Preakness Day on air with John Lindo and Bob Ike right here on AM 830.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll take one final break this morning and do it right now. Then we'll be heading to South Florida to check in with Toby Callett. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon. This is Thoroughbred LA on Mother's Day. Hope you're enjoying it.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Make your plans to join us tonight for the Robert Adair Kindergarten Final, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair and a filly named Beautiful. Talk about an exciting nightcap on this Mother's Day Sunday. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick boards. The early pick four pool was nearly 200,000 last Sunday night. And we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from all around the country, including the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, May 17th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's always a fun time. The Kindergarten Futurity is tonight at the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Boy, I sure hope not. Anyway, this is Thoroughbred Los Angeles' final segment. A quick word about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Great supporters of this show for decades now. If you get over there, please say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Give Toyota of Orange a call at 714-639-6750. Set up an appointment. Inventories are stacked. And go to their website, toyotaoforange.com. They've got nearly 4,000 reviews for your perusal. The Wilson Automotive Group, also comprised of South Bay Toyota and David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Can't say about the enough about the customer service, the follow-up. You're never going to beat the deal at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. We say hello to Toby Callett in South Florida right now. I used to say on behalf of TobyCallett.com, but he's semi-retired, but he takes time for us on the weekends. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mike. Great tunes today from the booth, from Elise. I've been listening to the whole show. A few of my favorites have popped up today for the bumper music.
Well, but I know the last one probably was an AC/DC. Probably not your cup of tea, right?
Oh, I love AC/DC, but the one song in particular. We talked about that a couple of years ago. AC/DC is just fine with me, buddy.
All right. From Toby's Turf Club, there's 9 races today at Gulfstream, Toby, and you guys, looks like you're just about coming to the gate for the first one that goes at 12:50 Eastern. What's up there at Gulfstream?
It's still 4 minutes to post, and as promised, when I hit semi-retirement, we were going to skip around to where we thought we may be able to do some damage, and I'm going to take you to Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
Race 7. I know Bruce Finkelstein came up with the 6th Sully, made a good case for him. I'm going to give you something to mix in here. I'm looking at the 7. His name is Rule 76. First-time starter. I caught video of him training at Palm Meadows where he dusted a couple of workmates. He was on the lead, and they couldn't get around him. I think this horse has been looking at Churchill Downs all along. I don't think, based on his training pattern, that he was ready to run at Gulfstream. Looking for Brendan Walsh, who's off to a decent start, to have Rule 76 ready to get the job done. Main rivals in here are the 1 Gearing Up, the aforementioned 6 Sully, and the 8 War Legend. That's 7168 to skate right on through the 7th today at Churchill Downs.
Okay, which is scheduled to go 3:50 Eastern. Digress just for a moment. You mentioned Louisville. I never knew Louisville was Louisville till I was working in baseball, and my crew chief was a guy named Mark Johnson. Ended up putting about 22 years in the American League, and he was from Louisville, and he would set anybody straight. As to the, you know, all I know is I had bats when I was a kid. They were Louisville Sluggers, but it is supposed to be Louisville.
That is correct. For years, right outside the airport, when people would fly in, they had these little banners of all the various pronunciations of Louisville, and it was pretty funny, you know, because there were a lot of people. It was Louisville, you know, and like you said, the
King
Louis, the Louisville Slugger.
Yeah.
What was the manufacturer of the Louisville Slugger?
Couldn't tell you.
Hiller, Rich, and Bradsby.
There you go, H&B.
They also make Power Belt Citation golf clubs.
Well,
they were the bat maker back in those days.
Yeah.
They have all the, you know, the various opportunities for others and foreign bats to come into play.
All right, Toby says it's race 7 at Gulfstream today. Number 7, Rule 76. Have a great day, Toby. All the best.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, now we get back to Long Island, not upstate New York. He's with family. Take 2 with my good friend Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, good morning, my man.
Good morning, Mike. You're like an air traffic controller this morning. You got 70 people coming in all at the same time, and you're juggling, and you pulled it off.
Well, as Tommy used to say, this job is not that easy. I always try
to make it look easy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, no, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Made it look easy.
Yeah, yeah. But I got to get your reaction to the Pat Valenzuela situation. I had been led to believe that he had already been relicensed. I'm glad he set the record straight. That's not the case, but I don't know, just your thoughts on the situation.
Well, after all this time, Mike, give the guy another shot. I mean, you know, whatever problems he has, they're all self-induced.
That's it.
As far as riding's concerned and ability, he's up there with the best of the best. He really is.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, I don't know if he'll get there, but it's going to take a long, straight, narrow road for him to get considered. But listen, if he wants to do it, why not? I personally think the other day he was watching David Flores win on a horse for Wesley Ward at Keeneland. I think that jugged him to, you know, pushed him. Well, if he could do it, why can't I do it?
Is that right? And
good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flores came back and rode after not getting on a horse for 4 years or something, but he got up for Wesley Ward, so maybe that jugged him a little.
He said something in the interview this morning, John, that is so true, and he said it so I didn't have to go there. One of the things, obviously, God-given ability that made Patrick great was his ability to take advantage of trends, weaknesses. He had the competition read, and it wasn't always fair. I will totally allow that. But he read the form, and he had a pretty damn good idea when he came out to the paddock who was going to do what and when. And, I mean, he took the initiative a whole lot of times. And that was part of the mosaic that was Patrick.
listen, Mike, he did his homework. Obviously, by listening to what he was saying, not only was he preparing for his horse, but he knew who he had to beat in the race. He knew who was going to the lead. So he handicapped besides being a rider. You know, some people are lazy. Let's be honest. They get out there, they get on a horse, and that's it. But this guy was really taking advantage of the other riders in the race that maybe didn't have the talent that he had.
You know, another thing, I mentioned Sunday Silence and the great Charlie Whittingham. Charlie loved Milo Valenzuela, going way back. He rode Milo a lot. They brought Patrick around when he was like 5-6 years old. They put him on a bale of hay at Charlie's barn. Okay, kid, go ahead and show Mr. Whittingham what it, and he'd be like, he's riding a horse, switching sticks, this and that. So he had the salesmanship at a very young age, and he obviously had the pedigree, man. All, his dad, all of his uncles rode. You know, it's in him. I wish him the best. If he can stay on the straight and narrow, ride for, let's say, a year, I think his chances of getting in the Hall of Fame would be greatly enhanced.
Well, let's hope so, Mike. Listen, he deserves another chance. And again, any whatever he did, he only ruined his own life. He didn't really hurt anyone. I know it could have been dangerous for other riders riding in a race with him if anything was going on. But for the most part, he deserves another chance. And you are right, Mike. He was bred for this game from being a child.
Yeah.
That's all they want you to do. And let's give him another
He
shot.
Did leave some people high and dry, I will tell you that. There was a sprinter that Eddie Gregson had. Doggone it, I can't remember his name. I think he held a track record somewhere. But they were going to be running in the DeFrancis Dash. I think it was at Laurel. Everybody was at Del Mar. They got on the airplane. They flew from San Diego back there. Okay, we'll see you at the track. It was like a 12, 13, 14-horse field. Pat never made it to the track. So they're stuck.
He needed a babysitter 24/7.
Jeff Siegel had a piece of the horse, and these guys. So they're not. You're not going to get Eddie or Caro or Shu. You're down to, you know. I mean, the Z list with a 13, 14 horse field. Everybody's taken, and this horse I think was favored. So anyway, he hurt himself, but in doing so, you know, beyond ruffling some feathers. So.
He could write a book of books.
No doubt about it.
It would sell, too.
Yeah.
He's got more stories than who knows.
John, let's get to it. Who do you like today?
All right, Mike. Slim pickings, to be honest with you, at Santa Anita. A lot of short prices, shorter fields. But I'm going to look at the third race today. It's a mile on the turf course. And I love the number six horse in here, Cathal. This is a four-year-old from the John Sadler barn. Juan Hernandez aboard to ride. This horse was stuck in tough posts his last two times. He was breaking from the 9 and 10 posts. He was beaten by the 3-horse last time out, but the 3 had a perfect trip. I like number 6, Cathal, 3-1 on the morning line as a pick 5 single in today's third race out of Santa Anita.
Sunny Blossom was the name of the horse that Gregson had that Patrick wasn't able to ride back there at Laurel. John says it's Cathal, the Irish bred in race 3, number 6. JONHARDON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
John, thank you so much. Everybody, hope you enjoyed it. Again, my thanks to Elise Diaz. Happy Mother's Day. Over and out.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.